Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the third day of Av, Gimel Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. There's a halacha, the Torah says, that when a person captures a chaya or a bird, a wild animal or a non-domestic animal or a bird, and he shechts it, and the blood must be spilt out on the ground, and he shall cover it ba'ofer. There's a mitzvah kisuy hadam. One has to cover it. This only applies to kosher birds and kosher undomestic animals like a deer. Our Mishnah is going to talk about ailana shecht a chay or an oif and yomtiv when you don't have earth specially prepared for it from erev yomtiv to cover the blood. If a person is going to shecht, the Gemara explains it not that he's shechting, he wants to shecht a chaya or an oif, an undomesticated animal or a bird, a kosher bird on Yom Tov, and he comes to Beis Din and he asks, "What shall I do about covering the blood?" Beis Shammai Yomrim, Yachbar Be'adeker V'chase, dig with the spade and cover it. Now the Gemara explains. It means if he has already got a spade stuck in the ground and it's soft earth, he doesn't need to dig it. He just needs to lift it up from the ground and cover the blood. Beis Shammai say, that's good enough. You can shecht the animal. Beis Din would tell him, go, you can shecht it and use that spade and cover it up. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, lo yishchet. Beis Hillel say, no, we don't want him to shecht the chay or the oif in Yom Tov. Unless he had earth that was clearly prepared or designated for covering the blood from Erev Yom Tov. Umoidim, but Beis Hillel do agree to Beis Shammai, she'im shachat that, but if he did shecht it, and he didn't ask us, or he just shechted it, and he has no other earth prepared, she'yachbar b'deka b'chase. Then he can dig with this, not dig, then he can lift up the earth with that spade that's already in soft earth and use that to cover it. Similarly, they both agree, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree, she'efer kira muchanhu. Efer kira means that the ash of a stove that's been used on Erev Yom Tov is muchan, is prepared, and it's not considered muktzah. Why? Because probably the person thinks to himself, look, he already knew that there was ash in there in Yom Tov, that if he needs to shecht, he'll use that to cover the Yom Tov. So therefore, they cover the blood on Yom Tov. For that reason, it's not muktzah. It's called muchan, it's called prepared, and you can use that earth to cover the blood of the chay of the oif that was shechted on Yom Tov. However, if it was ash from the oven's use on the Yom Tov, that's not really muchan, that's not prepared. Unless it's still hot enough that you could roast an egg on it, in which case we could say, since you can use it now to cook, so it's not muktzah, because of course on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook. And then you'd be able to use it also for kisuy dam, for covering the blood. But otherwise it would not be called muchan, would not be called prepared. Erev Yom Tov is different. Erev Yom Tov, it would be prepared and that would be fine. Both would agree you could use that ash. Mishnah Gimel. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Moilichin Es Asulam Mishovach L'Shovach. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take and move a ladder. These were tall ladders that were leaning against a shovach, against the dovecots where they kept their doves, in order to get doves to shecht them on Yom Tov. And the problem here is not about muchan as far as the birds are concerned. We're talking here about birds that he prepared on every Yom Tov. He already designated them, as we'll soon see later on in our Mishnah. Now, if the sulam, If the ladder was already prepared next to the shovach, next to the dovecot, he'd be allowed to go up and get it. But here what happened was the ladder wasn't in its place. He has to go to the bother of getting a ladder from another shovach, another dovecot. Beis Shammai say, don't do it. Aval mateu mechalein lechalein. But what you can do is you can move the ladder, lean it from window to window in that same dovecot, if it's in the same area, the same dovecot. Uvesil al matirin. Vesil say it's permitted. You even allowed to take the ladder from one shovach to another, from one dovecot to another dovecot. The Gemara explains that even according to Beis Hillel, you can't take a ladder from a second story ladder that you can't move to the Shovach on Yom Tov. What they're arguing about is if it's a letter already at a shoivach, already at a dovecot. But Shammai say you can't take it to another dovecot because people will start thinking, oh, he's going to fix his roof. He's going to do malach and yomtiv. And people suspect him for that. And there, for that reason, even in your private domain, your own chotzer, where no one's watching, you can't do it, says Beis Shammai. Because we have a rule, anything that's ossered, that was prohibited by the Chachamim, because of Marasa Ayin, because of what people might think, is prohibited to do even deepest in your innermost chambers. Chadre Chadorim, it's also ossered. Ah, but no one's looking, doesn't matter. If it's forbidden to be done because of Marasa Ayin, you can't do it even where there's no Marasayin, even when there's no people watching. Beis Hillel, however, permitted. Beis Hillel say one is allowed to. Why? Because the sulam is of a shoivach, the sulam is of the ladder is that of a davkot. No one's going to suspect that he's going to fix his roof. What would happen, however, in a Beshusa Rabim, according to the Rambam, the way the Bartnura learns it, if it would be in a Beshusa Rabim, a public domain, then even Beis Hillel would agree that you cannot take on Yom Tov even from one davkot to another, because people might indeed suspect that you're going to fix your roof. Where did they permit taking the ladder of a shoivach, permit to use a ladder that's next to one davkot to another davkot? That's only in your Rishus HaYachid. Aye, but what about the principle, anything that's also because of Maris HaHain, anything that's forbidden because of what people might think, you're not allowed to do even in your innermost chamber? The answer to that is, here, the Chachamim, according to Beis Hillel, were lenient because they said the Simcha of Yom Tov is a priority. And for the sake of the Simcha of Yom Tov, they relaxed that rule here. Beis Shammai Yomim Lo Yitol. Beis Shammai say you cannot take the doves and Yom Tov out to shech them, Elam Ken Yineh Abim Beid Yom, unless you shook them, you actually held them in your hand and made sure, and you said, I'm going to take these on Yom Tov. If you did that on the day before Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov, that's fine. Then they're not muktzah, you can use them and shech them. Just speaking or saying or pointing to them is not good enough. It's good enough just to stand on the ground and you can look at them, those two, you pick them up, you know, you're not picking up, you've seen them, and you say, I'm taking this one and that one, the one that's in this corner and that corner. You don't have to actually pick them up and shake them. You just have to designate them with your word. The Gemara explains, interesting machlokes here, that the argument between Beis Shammai is in a very specialized case. It's where the pair of birds that he wants to shecht on Yom Tov happen to be the first ones that have been born in that shoivach. They're the first batch, the brecha rishona. We're talking about the first lot of chicks, or of fledglings. According to Beis Shammai, for that reason, it's not good enough just to say, I'm taking those two. Why? Because since they're the first batch, often it was the people who had these doves would have a lot of rachmanis. They would feel sorry for the first batch and they would not afterwards shechten. If you just designated with speech, with his word, we are worried that maybe when he comes to take them on Yom Tov, he'll change his mind and say, no, they're the first ones that have been laid here. If he went to the trouble of every Yom Tov and picked them up and shook them, and okay, that's different. Then there's less of a chance that he'll change his mind. Beis Hillel, however, hold that even with the first batch that's been born or that's been laid in that, what's his name, in that dovecot, we're still not worried that he might have rachmanis on them the next day, and it's good enough just to say with your mouth, these ones I'm taking. But what would happen with after the first batch, the second, third, and fourth, and all the other new fledglings that are born in this dovecot, they, even Beis Shammai agree, everyone will agree that it's good enough to say, I'm going to take these ones, and that would be sufficient. He won't have so much rachmanis on the ones later on that are born.